There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams? BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, Pauly, top five Tuesday it is. You know, July 4th is about barbecue. It's about hot dogs.
Yes.
And a lot of it is about Major League Baseball, right? And growing up and watching the sport and falling in love with, like, the numbers and the teams and the players. Some of the best memories of baseball getting to this point. Some of these are very personal. I can run down some of the biggest memories in the sport with you as well coming up. But I will say honorable mention what the All-Star Game meant as a kid. Every single year. As
good
a
one.
9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kid.
Appointment viewing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Huge ratings. Couldn't wait to see. We didn't have interleague play.
Oh, if you want to have some fun, look at what the ratings used to be for World Series.
Oh, man, it was...
Look at what the 91 World Series did.
It's like NFL playoff games
for
television ratings. Monstrous. I couldn't wait to watch Wade Boggs and Tony Gwynn and... Nolan Ryan, all go at each other. It was great.
Baseball dominated.
So getting autographs as a kid was a really, really big deal. I got a couple. Went to card shows all the time. I remember when Ken Griffey Jr. was a rookie, we went to Milwaukee to watch the Mariners play the Brewers, and we were waiting there on the third base side. He was on the tarp talking to probably four or five of us, and we were all asking for his autograph, and he said, no, I'll sign after the game. So my dad was cool enough to wait after the game, like 45 minutes. We were told where the Mariners were going to come out to the bus. We waited and waited and waited. And there's Ken Griffey Jr. who walks right by everybody and said, they lost that day. And he goes, nope, not signing any autographs today. Heartbroken as like a young kid, right? Did not sign that day. Killer. So the next year we went back to watch the Mariners again. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go ask him and beg for his autograph again. So we went to a card show where Griffey was appearing. I happened to saw it. I saw like the advertisement like in the local Milwaukee paper and like, oh my God, we got to go. Went and lo and behold, got a Ken Griffey Jr. autograph that cost $25. But I still have it to this day.
There you go.
Did you ever seek that out when you were younger?
Yes, I would go to card shows all the time. I got Tony Oliva's autograph. He was signing there once. But card shows were huge in the 80s.
Oh, my God, they were so big.
Oh, the market was on fire.
Yes, it was.
What Griffey rookie cards were going for. And, yeah, late 80s, early 90s, it was great. I remember I got the Michael Jordan rookie. My mom went to the grocery store. I put in a box. Next thing you know, the thing's worth a couple grand. I had no idea.
You pulled it right out of
a... I got that 86 Fleer, Michael, when he's dunking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pulled it right out of a pack from the grocery store.
Yeah. There was only like less than 200 cards in the set. And you had the complete set. It was in God, if I would have had that mint when it was worth now.
What did that peak at? Do you have any idea?
Oh, God. If it's mint, like a 10?
Like a,
rating?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You guys can look it up. I'm going to say 10,000.
Honestly, I'm completely out of my element now. I don't do this anymore.
Huge,
but
huge amount.
I bet you that reached, I bet you that reached six figures at some point.
You might be right.
7,000 right now.
Huh. Mint, like 10 grade?
I'm surprised it's that low. Okay.
Probably was higher. I don't know.
I loved Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
He was my favorite player along with Ken Griffey Jr. But we went to go watch him play one time at the Metrodome. And you know how Ricky Henderson in the outfield would always do that snatch catch? He'd wait and wait and wait and then put up his glove at the last second and go like that.
Did I tell this story?
We were begging for that to happen.
He didn't do it?
And he did it the game that we watched him at.
No.
Oh, he did it. He
the snap catch.
We were just going nuts as young kids. Yeah.
Barry Bonds did it too.
Yeah, that's right.
I tried that in high school. It broke my nose. I missed line drives.
Of course it did.
Yeah. I was laughing. I was laughing. The poor gal came out, the trainer. I'm laughing because I told the kid that this might happen. There's blood everywhere. I mean, I break my nose. I took a line drive to the mouth.
Of course, you tried to copy him.
Yeah, I
got blood
everywhere.
We all tried to showboat when we were younger.
Love that move.
Oh, it was so good.
Remember the guy for the Blue Jays with Devin White? Devon White?
Devon White.
He used to catch the ball like this.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm like, how could he do that?
Yeah. That was a bizarre technique.
Yeah.
He'd catch
it on his hip. Incredible.
Good
observation.
I was going back and forth with one of my really good young friends on the bus ride up there. I'm like, I know he's going to do it today. He's going to do it. He's
snap
like, Mitch,
catch.
don't do this to yourself.
Sure.
It's not going to happen.
I should have invoiced him for the hospital bill.
Yeah, here you go, Barry. Sign this one for me. went to a Cardinals game. Now, I wasn't a kid anymore, but in 1998, the summer of McGuire and Sosa, had to go and watch because McGuire was on that tear, and we're thinking, look, he could actually set the record this season by, you know, getting more than 61 home runs. And we went to the Metrodome to watch an interleague game between the Cardinals and the Twins play. We got there probably 90 minutes to 2 hours in advance. 20,000 people that were there to watch batting practice. He's hitting them. We were sitting we had bad seats because it was sold out. We got him late. We're sitting upper deck left field. He's getting close to where we're sitting. I'm like, this is absolutely bonkers.
It was always it was a madhouse when they would play the Cubs, too. At Wrigley, he would hit the Budweiser sign and hit the buildings behind.
He hit his
Sheffield.
You can look this up. He hit his 36th home run of the year that game.
Was that Waveland? That's Waveland. What now?
He hit his 36th home run of the year the day that we're there. Yep.
Yep.
Number two would be collecting baseball cards with my brother and my friends. Again, that was the Billy Ripken card.
Fear
Billy Ripken, where I can't say it on the air, but what it said there.
The F-bomb.
Yeah, the F-bomb. And then face, I mean, that was huge in all the different ways they came.
That card was worth money.
Oh, that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
The Dale Murphy card where the jersey was reversed. Remember that? It was a huge error on the card. That was a big to-do. And then just trying to get as many Griffey Jr. rookies as possible. The upper deck card. That was the Holy Grail.
Hot item. Yes, it was.
And that just number one, growing up, my dad loved the sport. And, you know, he died a couple of years ago. And when he was 72, 73 years old, when he came out to visit the month before he passed away, we talk just hardcore baseball, and it was great. And because that trickled down to my two older brothers and then into me, and their love of baseball really got me into it as well. So that's obviously as a young kid.
Yep.
It's a shame that I don't like the movie Field of Dreams. And I don't care
I can't
for
believe it.
It
blows my mind. It's a swing and miss for you. And that surprises me. I think it's a good movie, and I thought that would really strike a chord there with the father-son relationship, which I didn't have. And that's why I don't have much of a list. Number one, I was a Cubs fan. So outside of 84 and 89, that was it. And the other thing was, by the seventh inning, the vodka and Busch Light would usually take over as he would pass out. But the 1990 ESPN doubleheader, no-hitter, Dave Stewart and Fernando Valenzuela.
That was so good.
Right? The 86 playoffs were nuts. The Mets and Astros and then the Red Sox and the Angels and the Donnie Moore game and Henderson goes deep and you get it was a great World Series as well. But the other thing was, too, tying into your relationship with your father, and same goes for Mike Palm, that when the Cubs finally won it, it's like, wait, a lot of my relatives or my dad, they passed away. They can't enjoy it.
They can't enjoy it anymore.
It was the same thing in Boston with all the Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
Well, now it just got out of control because the Red Sox kept, you know, won several World Series. But when the Red Sox ended the drought and when the Cubs won, ended the drought, it was so many stories of, I wish my dad or grandpa was here to see it because they suffered for so many years. And now they exercise the demons, but it was too late. And going back to the power and what baseball was like, the huge future tickets, I think 300-1 were available on both. But worst to first, the 1991 World Series, Twins and the Braves. But we all gathered around, watched every game. The home team won every game. Twins won in 7. Smoltz against Morris. Puckett with the crazy catch. Puckett with the home run. They deke out Lonnie Smith. He doesn't know where the ball is. Cost him the run and maybe the World Series. Ratings juggernaut. Ratings bonanza.
I remember
for that
so much
series.
About that World Series.
Incredible World Series.
The 10-inning game, Jack Morris against John Smoltz. Maybe the best pitch game there of all time in a big spot like that, right?
Yes.
To me, and that's, I mean, when I was younger, I always liked the idea of going to a baseball game and it's going to be 9-7. We're going to see a grand slam. Give me 1-0 or 2-1, especially in a playoff game, any day of the week. I think that's high drama, as good as it gets. And that game was a big reason why. The 87 World Series Cardinals-Royals, I believe.
Twins. I mean, that was 85.
85, sorry. 85 yeah. Royals-Cardinals. Humongous television ratings.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s and early 90s.
Dankinger.
But that's,
imagine if that happened today. It blows that call like
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Saints-Rams NFC title game.
Yeah. It speaks to, like, then, small market. It didn't matter who played in the World Series. It was a World Series. Everybody watched. It was a big deal. And I always rooted for players in baseball over teams anyway. But you're right. When the Red Sox finally snapped the jinx and the same thing with the curse in Chicago, I mean, you couldn't help but feel good for people in those regions and their families and what they went through. I would actually say the 0-3 comeback, the 0-4 comeback by the Red Sox over the Yankees was actually better than winning the World Series. To do that down 3-0 to the Yankees, that team, your biggest rival, the best rival right, maybe in sports,
yeah.
To do it was so huge. And I can remember where I was, and I can a little bit, because I was so young, remember the reaction of the entire house when we were watching Dodgers A's. And
Gibson home run.
Gibson off
Eckersley. That's a good one.
We were probably like 12 people at this house watching, family members. I don't even know if one word was said. We were completely stunned and blown away.
Eckersley was nails.
He didn't lose games.
It was a feat to get a guy on against him.
Right.
And Gibson can't even walk.
He couldn't walk.
And he goes deep.
He's limping around the bases. We're just like, ah. And that's that call by Jack Buck. I mean, I can't believe it's just like, that's an all-timer.
Scully, too. You had Scully on the TV and Buck on the radio.
That's right.
Number 3, you feel cheated now. I mean, 3 is like, what you thought, that's what pissed me off. And when baseball started to lose even more people, you thought what you were watching was legitimate with Sosa and McGuire.
Yeah.
It was anything but.
Yep.
Anything but. And Sosa years later with the cork bat, too. I mean, how many times are you going to get caught here? What next?
Yeah, I'll date myself big time. In study hall in high school, I would grab the USA Today paper. I was the only one in the entire school who would grab it every single day and read the entire sports section. And specifically the baseball stuff, obviously, like during early portions of the spring. And just like getting the USA Today paper, way before the internet was ever invented, we'd be camping. My dad would go buy the USA Today paper. Let's see what happened last night in baseball. Oh, the West Coast games, we have no idea. So we would have no clue who won the games the night before. Yep. Win some, lose some coming up next. You won't believe what happened at the World Series of Poker. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. You watch baseball long enough, you'll see everything, right? Then a first, an 8-5 triple play. First time in history of MLB. Where was Moncada going? What was he doing? Two on, nobody out. Tie game in the seventh. Buxton makes it, but it wasn't like an incredible catch. I mean, it was like he didn't rob a home run or something. Why were those guys caught up and then tripled up?
No hyperbole, Paulie. That's all-time bad.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest blunders I've ever seen by two runners on, you know, going from first to second and trying to move over. Awful job by the White Sox. You are professional athletes.
Right.
You cannot allow that to happen.
The guy on second's going to score.
Yes, he
is.
If
he doesn't catch, so I don't know what you're... With nobody out, what are you doing? You should have been tagging up and moving to third.
100%.
You're going to score if it's off the wall. I couldn't believe that. And, of course, they blow it and lose. Ace, look at this. Plus 230. What was that? Come on, Toronto.
Okay, well, hold on here. Because there is something going on with Toronto that's absolutely heartbreaking. And I did not find out about this until last night / this morning. It's so sad. First base coach... Mm-hmm. His 17-year-old daughter was killed over the weekend in a boating accident.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely crushing. And so that's why they've probably been this flat now for, what is it, 3 days in a row?
It's been rough, yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Dogs went 7-6, by the way, yesterday as well. Mariners plus 155. Easy win. Manoah had nothing for the San Diego. Diamondbacks plus 165. That was the first game head-to-head this year. They went 2-17 against the Giants last season. Marlins, they're 12-1 now. 12-1 record against the Nationals. They win 3-2. And it went 8.5 down to 8. If you grab the 8.5, 17-1-1 under run for Freeland against the Dodgers. 5-3 final. More on that coming up. Two outs, nobody on in the ninth. It was 5-1. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Good videos as always. Eclectic mix. Look at this. You sent this in. This is a good Twitter handle. The dog wanted to be adopted. He goes, no, we're a package deal. If you take me, you're taking my buddy. And he's hugging his little friend the whole time. Look at that. That is awesome.
That's before and after.
Yeah, that's friendship.
How cool is that?
Look at that. That's a little guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
They both are. That's incredible. They are tight. And look at this bear. It's been a long time since we had a bear video. Yeah, okay. And let's just going to sit back and relax here. He digs a little bunker to sit in and just check out the ducks. Peekaboo, right? And there you go, the big fella. Must have took a while. He's a big guy. He gets a workout with the knife.
Like Tony Soprano here.
That's right.
I want to watch the Ducks.
Yeah. All right. And it's all right. Pull up a chair. It's time for Dodger baseball. There he is. Got a front row seat, the big guy. Look at that. He digs in and away we go. Now, I thought it was a ridiculous trade, right? Because Gobert can't shoot. You don't have to worry about defending him. But I forgot about this, and I'm from the area. The Timberwolves have made it past the first round once. They've been in the league in existence for 33 seasons. I said, that's impossible. In the NBA, they've won two series when they were the one seed and lost to the Lakers in six games.
Yeah, that was
in the conference finals.
The KG MVP year?
Yeah.
So
one time they made
one
it.
One time.
Yeah. The Jimmy Butler team that lost.
They were the eighth seed, I think.
To the Rockets. This team that lost to Memphis. They had a 14-year drought before the Butler team.
Yeah.
And then when Garnett and Marbury didn't work out, and then I think they made the playoffs 7 years in a row and went one and done.
Yeah, that's correct. Huh. And remember, they went in that stretch in the lottery where they never moved up.
Mathematically
impossible.
That even their GM said there's shenanigans.
Yes.
There has to be.
Right.
We were like 12 years in a row. We haven't improved our position. How can that be? So that's another reason why maybe they're looking at this and say, let's take a shot. I mean, look at how bad we've been, right? Lose some. L. Duncan, ESPN. I thought they got rid of this stuff. I don't know. She tweeted yesterday, my flight is being held up because a woman has an emotional support turkey on the plane, and they're not sure if it's allowed. You can't make it up. No, you can't. I thought it was just small dogs only. I thought right. We moved on from this.
How are they unsure if it's allowed? How? For a turkey? Hold on. We got to back check this one.
Did the turkey have its own seat? Was it sitting in the gal's lap? I mean,
was it on a leash?
She brought a turkey on the
cage.
Plane. I mean, can you imagine what she's like at parties? Just showing up at?
Oh, just expecting.
Nothing to see here. Sure,
this is
going to
be no problem. And then probably cause a ruckus at the airport. What do you mean I can't bring my turkey on the plane?
Uh-huh.
Awful, dude. Imagine.
We're living in a society.
I hope it happens this Saturday. We're going to Los Angeles. We're flying there.
Anything's possible.
I hope it happens.
We got lucky going to Foxwoods. Everyone kept their shoes on. No shenanigans there. No crying babies. Everyone was well behaved for 5 hours. Another debacle at the World Series of Poker. The most troubling thing is not what happened on the flop, but what could it be how the supervisor acted. The floor woman threatening to disqualify players in the $1 million mystery bounty if they posted the photo of the 2-3 of spades that just appeared on the flop. She also said and made an announcement, you will be DQ'd and banned from all Caesars properties if you do this. It's your problem.
Yeah.
What do you do? Here's the picture.
Yeah.
It's all over social media. That was the flop the other day. How does this happen?
How do you make that call then as the floor woman? You are a disgrace.
Yeah. You're disqualified. That's a lawsuit. You're disqualified and then you're banned from properties?
Oh, that's 100% a lawsuit.
Come on. You can't do it. We're playing for a lot of money here.
Sure. How is that somebody's fault? That's your fault. That's 100% on you. You can't allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And then you're banned? Yeah, how does she make that comment right away? My God.
Sure.
Hopefully somebody higher up than her actually had a talking to.
Yeah, get off the microphone.
Yes.
What are you doing? Another one. A friend of the program, David Baker, a professional poker player. He was, someone brought their dog to the poker tournament. The poor thing, it's got a muzzle on and it's underneath the guy's seat. And it's just like, go to doggy daycare. It's $4 an hour. And if he doesn't play well with others, they have an own room for him. What are you doing? Terrible. I'm looking at his tweet. The guy, he goes, thankfully, the guy was knocked out.
Right away.
And the dog gets to get out of here as well. And look at this. Well, they still exist, right? Here's a gal tweeting at Daniel Negreanu. She keeps the tree up all year. There it is. Doesn't take it down. There's proof. 4th of July. There's the tree right behind her. And she's proud of it. We're living in a society. It's incredible, right? I don't believe it. I can't believe this. We got the floor person doing what they're doing, the dog under the chair, the turkey, and we got the tree up all year, not taking it down. Oh, some horrific beats. Dodgers Rockies first 5-under. No score in the fifth. Five runs combined. The under was bet down to 8. 5-1 Dodgers, top of the ninth, 2 outs, nobody on. 5-3 final. Orioles, first 5, 2-0 in the fifth. They blow it. Twins, White Sox, under 9, 2-1, bottom of the seventh. 6-3 final. And the Cubs blew it too.
Yes, they did.
The Cubs had a 2-1 lead in the ninth. And how about the Cubs? A plus a run and a half, minus 150. 3-run walk-off by the Brewers in the tenth. They win 5-2. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers Hometown Book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Eclectic mix as always.
Good job, Paul.
Great videos, great tweets. The other thing, when during the pandemic, when you were back home, we did this as well. Can you imagine, because you're number three on your list, or excuse me, number two, collecting cards. Can you imagine how many people, mom cleaning, threw the Mickey Mantles out?
Oh, I mean, it happened.
Oh, my God.
I can recall going back there 2 years ago. It was right after my dad passed away. I was doing shows out of the bedroom where I grew up from, and all of his baseball cards were now in there. And he had three Mickey Mantle, like, rookie cards when he went to the Air Force. I told the story on the air 2 years ago.
Came back and...
My mom thinks she knows. My brother thinks he knows what happened to them. Came back, gone. Those three cards along with all of the other cards that he had.
Inside job.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Unfortunate. How many, though, do you hear? Well, Grandma was cleaning the attic. Grandma was cleaning my room.
Yep.
Where was my Mickey Mantle?
And do you remember some of the stuff? My dad kept everything.
Yes.
I showed you guys on
clippings.
The air. My dad had magazines I was putting on the air from like 1952. He wasn't going to throw those out. He wasn't going to sell them.
Yeah. Oh, he had it. He would have had it in mint condition.
In fact, two of the baseballs I showed, signed by the entire teams of the Yankees and Brewers. I think it's the 59 Brewers and the 64 Yankees. I have them at my house now. I get them mixed up the years.
Sure.
But he kept those and gave them to me. He's not going to just... All of a sudden, one day, hey, I need beer money. I got some Mickey Mantle rookie cards. What can you give me for this?
Yeah. One more thing. What do you remember? What also do you remember about the Gibson home run?
The cars.
There you go.
Leaving Dodger Stadium.
Everyone leaving.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Right. And I know there's nothing like Los Angeles traffic, but you missed that one, and I'm sure you're going to lie and say, I was there. I saw you in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Everyone leaving and missing the Gibson home run when you see him take it. The home run.
That's good memory there. And here's the card, the Billy Ripken
careful
card.
Now. Careful.
Oh no, that's it's blurred out. Yeah.
Bleep face.
But they and so once Fleer recognized this, I think that they put like some white out on the card or on the bottom
of
the bat.
They whited it out. They changed it.
Remember there was one that was super rare. They cut it out that you could get if you landed it
they
correctly.
They did like several right. Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago, Billy. Billy's getting a workout with the knife and fork now. You got a lot of face to wash too.
Was that the 87 Fleer that I'm looking at based on
how it was? Yeah.
Maybe
that was all the
back.
Rage. That card was worth
89.
That was worth some money.
Oh my God, was that ever?
Because they like, wait a second, how did we let this get out? Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. Yes.
These kids are collecting cards, staring you right in the face, the F word.
Yep. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Summer specials here. VSEN, only $19. You get everything from now to the end of July. Daily best bets, every host, every guest, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, which is a must-have. The live video stream whenever you want it. $19. Subscribe through July 31st. Sign up now, VSEN.com/summer.
Some of the reaction we're getting to this hour, talking about just, you know, July 4th is barbecue, hot dogs, and baseball. Some memories, from years past when we were younger growing up. I brought up the Ricky Henderson snap catch that he would always do, right? Here comes the ball, and he would just like that as fast as he could. And I saw that live one game, and I can't believe he did it. It was so cool. This is from Tom on Twitter. Ricky Henderson attempted the snap catch in Cleveland, in the first game of a doubleheader in the ninth inning, dropped the ball. Indians won. I had the ace. Think about this, Paulie.
No.
$2.25 later in the payphone to my book. Doubled up on the A's. Game two. First inning, Henderson led off with a home run. Awesome. I said, that's an incredible memory, man. And he goes, what was unreal is that Lansford, Canseco, McGuire followed. They went back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs to begin the game.
Jesus.
So he doubled up on his original bet after Henderson screwed up, and he...
Cardinals did that last week, too.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is really cool.
Only
Ricky Henderson would do that, right?
Yeah.
This is from Matt Devine. I can relate to this in so many ways. He loved the list, talking Major League Baseball. One of his favorite memories was running his fantasy baseball league in middle school. He scored it by hand based on the morning paper, and sometimes he had to wait 2 days to score a game when those West Coast games didn't make the print deadline.
Yeah, that was something. Those were the days. You couldn't get a damn score for a couple days. That's right. I think the guy, the first guy with the Ricky Henderson, he walked by Ricky after game one and said, "Nice game, pretty boy."
And then the second spitter took place.
Yeah, he probably. Ken Seiko in the bushes got him.
Nice game, pretty boy.
Nice game.
All right, so you said earlier today, are you sure about this now?
What?
Are you going to take the day off from betting?
Yes.
Maybe a couple of days off?
I mean, come on. It was a hot streak. The hot streak's over, and then you lose like that, right? You get shut down by Dylan Bundy. You get a triple play against the team you bet on. One of the all-time bad base running jobs you're ever going to see by the White Sox. Where are you going?
I honestly,
you're going to score if it's off the wall. What you tag up, and the Moncada runs right into him.
Yep.
Paul,
I had to go back and watch that probably three times last night because this is no joke. The first time I saw that gaffe by the White Sox, I said, "Did that really just happen?" I couldn't even, like, there's no way. What did I miss? Something else had to happen. Nope. They screwed it up and botched it that badly.
Yep. And then a guy making his MLB debut shuts down Cleveland. Two hits, right? Was that Major League? Two bleeping hits? You can't say that. Yep. No one's watching. Game one. Crazy what happened there, too. So
I got to go back and watch that movie.
Yeah. Well, very good. That's a good movie.
Yep.
It holds up. Very good.
I had a very fortunate winner yesterday. I had the Orioles. And so that was
a crazy game.
Yeah, that was 2-0 Baltimore. Kramer's kind of cruising along and then has a really bad top of the fifth. And then it was 5-3. They come back, they tie it up. And, you know, they somehow got out of there with an extra innings win in the bottom of the 10th, I believe it was, when they won 7-6. So I'll take that one. They are again, young and feisty team that...
got heart.
They really do. There's no quitting this Baltimore team. Mullins, good again yesterday.
Well, I like a lot of leans, but it's a good card today. Start with the Red Sox and Pivetta, because Boston is on a 31-13 run since the middle of May, and peekaboo, Sale and Paxton coming back. Paxton maybe in August. So incredible run here. They're now the second-place team in the division, but Pivetta going, and he's only $1.30 at home. And he has won. They have won 9 of his last 10 starts, and the loss was against Ohtani on the road.
Yep.
Look at his numbers. Remember, he was horrible early on. So were the Red Sox. They were 11-20. Got to give him a standing ovation. Great turnaround by Boston and Pivetta, and help on the way too, like the Mets. And
hold on,
Mad Max is back today. Yep.
We'll get to that game in a second. I wanted to bring this up on the Red Sox. As long as you were going there, Buster only tweeted this out earlier today from ESPN. It is going to be interesting to see if the Astros run down the Yankees for the best record in the American League.
Right.
New York currently has a 5.5 game lead, but the Astros have by far the easiest remaining schedule among AL contenders. The Red Sox have the toughest remaining schedule by far. So the updated win totals right now on the Yankees, they have 106.
Right, Astros, all the stock, Can you break the record? Can you do well? You're only 5 up on the Astros.
That's it.
And they should have swept you.
They could have. Should have, would have, could have. Uh-huh. And the Astros' updated win total right now is 100.5. Again, I bet the Yankees a while back at some plus money. That prop is no longer on the board. There's no really way to add the Astros, but I could see that happening where the Astros actually track them down. What a comeback win yesterday that was.
Yes. 5-0, 6-3 in the 8th. That's right. And they've won 7 in a row, and they're a big favorite today as well. Another one. How were the Mets able to do this in Showalter? 20 games over 500. Scherzer comes back. He's a $2 favorite on the road against the Reds, and DeGrom coming back at some point as well. I know you did have Max early on. He's 5-1 on the season, but an incredible managerial job here by the Mets holding this together and 20 games over 500 without their two big studs.
I would agree. And now he's laying as high as like 210 today.
They should be. Yep. And how long will he go? I don't know. But it's, he's a get off the mound, let me go 7, leave me alone type of guy. So but I don't expect him to go deep into the game. Great job by the Mets. And the Braves, here they come, right? It's a 24-7 run for the Braves. If you went to bed early, there was a 2.5-hour rain delay, which was important because the game wasn't official yet. But they win again. Swanson cleared the bases with a double. And now, it's a little risky, though. Anderson's been terrible. He's the one guy here. He's allowed at least 4 earned in 6 of his last 8 outings. So this is a little risky business here, $1.40 with Atlanta at home.
All right, let me give you a couple of games where the numbers have moved now since we've been on the air. Kopech was $1.34 probably about 2 hours ago for the White Sox against the Twins. And Paulie, I said, I like Kopech today. Well, the sharp money today, and that's going to be the money betting baseball this early on the Twins.
Should be.
So down to $1.24 right now is Kopech. Twins plus 114.
Top 10 ERA. Top 10 in quality starts. Archer, been pretty good this year. They're 4-0 against Chicago this season. Chicago's 12-15, went 12-15 in June. Kopech, they were 1-4 with an ERA of 5, and they've lost 5 of his last 6 starts. You thought there was something there because they swept the Giants. Giants are in a free fall now, too. They're going to miss the playoffs, I think. Although that's so tight there, who's going to get that last wild card in the National League. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want the White Sox and the Twins. As long as the bullpen doesn't get involved, they'll be okay, right? Should have a comfortable lead in the division. But still, back up to 3.5 games after Cleveland gets swept. And they pick up a game on the White Sox, too. And as I mentioned, haven't lost to him. I don't know. So you look at his numbers. How do you take the White Sox? Guys have had a horrible month.
I like Kopech much more than Archer. That's why I like the White Sox today. But I hate going against the sharp money that comes in on a game like this. I'll give you another one, too. Here at Circa, a 14-cent move on the A's today. So the Oakland A's are taking money after a 5-1 win last night at home.
That should be an over.
Over the Blue Jays. Kikuchi goes on today. He was $1.82 when we came on the air. He's now $1.68.
Yep.
But, again, we talked about that sad story with the first base coach for the Blue Jays. That's here at Circa. I'm looking at other spots. They're still $1.80, $1.78 in that range.
Sandy is only $1.40 at home against Thor. And the Angels have been awful, and Thor struggled on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to get nuts? We gave out Quintana a couple weeks ago at Dodger Stadium, plus 210. That's where he's at today. Pirates at home against the Yankees. Yankees 58-22. They're 13-2 in Tyone starts. He's 9-1 personally with a 3.32. Quintana's not bad.
No,
he can shut down the Yankees, but that's...
He's been solid.
Yeah.
They get him at home tonight. Tyone has some very good numbers on the year. I think he has the lowest walk rate among all qualified starting pitchers this year, which is always a good sign. And overall, you know, super sharp for most of the season. But this is the Yankees here. And, of course, this number is going to be around that big. But if I had to bet the game, I would definitely bet the Pirates.
One day game. That's intriguing.
That's
Gilbert.
It, yeah.
Gilbert's been very good the last 2 years, especially ROI. He's top 5 ROI again this year. Clevenger's going for the Padres. Padres better be careful here. Because fly away. Dodgers 4.5 game lead now.
Okay.
They're lucky it's not. And Seattle is only 2 games under 500 now.
I checked out the division markets yesterday.
Yeah, it's getting up there now.
I was surprised to see the Dodgers only minus 350, minus 375.
Well, okay. That'd be higher? Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly did. So I parlayed the Dodgers with a couple of other teams on a division bet.
That was like, okay, you guys think you're contenders? Get out of here. The Dodgers took it to them. They should have swept them.
Yep.
Shut them down completely with the pitching.
Until the fourth game of the series when the Padres scored in the ninth inning. That's what it took.
Yeah. Kimbrel blew it.
Yep.
But now the pitching's been great. You know, they have the offense even with guys out. Yep. Scary.
I know that people don't want to lay minus $3.75 on something that's going to take this long to pay out, but... Don't be surprised if $3.75 turns into $5, $6 the All-Star break.
Good point. That's what happened with Houston and the Yankees. You turn your head for 1 week, bam, they picked
gone.
Up 5 games,
see you
later. And that thing's out of control.
The Yankees went from $3.60 to like minus $12.
Like, yes.
Blink of an eye. So we will tell you what we're betting today with In-Pocket Plays coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're up.
All right, Paulie, here we go. Time for our in-pocket plays. Recapping last night's action. Orioles, that was a winner. It was not easy. But it got there in extras, minus 107 against the Texas Rangers. Today, I am adding Dodgers team total over 4.5, laid minus 135 with that. They're getting Marquez tonight at home. I think this is going to be a good week for the Dodgers, and we can see plenty of runs from this team. And I also...
Payback.
I bet him a couple of weeks back. I said this on the air, that if you could shop around and find him, if you wanted to get involved, it might be a good time to do it. I added more Dansby Swanson last night to win the National League MVP, who is currently tied for third in WAR in the National League. Don't look now, he's batting .304 with 14 home runs, has 12 stolen bases, 52 runs, and 49 RBIs. So I added more of him. It's going to take a lot, I get it, to overcome Paul Goldschmidt, but I would tell you right now that the list after Goldschmidt might not be as long as you think. I think Swanson could put his name in like the top three before you know it. And that number, by the way, bet him 75 to 1 2 weeks ago, down to 33 at that book.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say if you can find 50 or better, it might be worth a play.
I'm in the penalty box. 2 minutes. Interference. Triple play against me. Bundy shuts down the White Sox. And what was his name? Hill, guy making his debut, shuts down two damn hits in game one of the doubleheader. Plesak, solid again.
Yeah, he was.
The guy's had a good year, but nothing with the bats. Silent in the triple play. So nothing today. In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. It was good to catch up with Brad Powers and good to talk college football. And he has over 200 bets and over 100,000 in action already, and there'll be more. But some interesting movement already from just the week zero and week one games. Bowling Green, UCLA, from 35 down to 25. Mississippi State, from 8 up to 16.5. Alabama, 31 up to 38.5. UTEP, from 40 down to 32 against Oklahoma. This is a lot of these are hold-your-nose games.
Of course they are.
But there are some bad teams.
I mean, think about the teams you're rattling off right now.
We went down his power ratings and said you're worth... And he's betting on and the move on these bad teams. New Mexico State, the UConn's, UTEP, okay. Vandy, from pick up to 6.5 at Hawaii. Also week one, Western Kentucky from 7 up to 12.5 against Hawaii. And Arizona from 11.5 down to 5 against San Diego State. Also, to his point about some big moves and differences, you know, you shop around, you make the drive, you go over the Hoover Dam, you go to the Midwest, wherever it may be. Games of the year, Iowa, Iowa State. One book had 6. Another book had 13.
I remember that.
Bama, Tennessee. One book had 6.5. Another book had 13.5. So just think about the difference. And to his point about what you're going to find on just everyone, it's hard. You're going to put up a number on a win total for every team, over 100 teams. You're going to see a disparity on most of them.
Of course. And guys like Brad are really good, and they find the differences, and they pick off the bad numbers and make the books correct, obviously. It doesn't matter if they're posted in May, if they're going to be posted in August.
Yeah.
So great job by Brad. By the way, if you missed it, he was on an hour ago. You can get the Follow the Money podcast wherever you download, subscribe, and listen to your podcast. Just search Follow the Money, and you are going to find it. Summer reaction we're getting today to baseball memories, with yesterday, of course, being July 4th. This is from James. Rewatch the Gibson call with Vin Scully. It's better than Bucks. After he goes, she is gone. He stays silent for 1.5 minutes. The crowd erupted, and he let the crowd tell you what happened. He was a master at timing. Well, Vin Scully is like...
all time. All the stories.
I mean...
how these guys could do a one-man booth.
In baseball.
Euchre would do it. With the Brewers.
There's 20 seconds between action.
I know. Scully with the stories.
Oh. I watched... so Peacock offered the Tigers-Royals game on Sunday morning.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, did you watch it at all?
No, but that, remember Fox did it years ago,
they
too.
They did. The non-traditional broadcast. So no voices, no play-by-play guy, no color analyst. They had like an in-stadium reporter talking to people every so often. But it was just like the action was speaking for itself, right? And I tweeted that out, and people were like, it should be like this all the time. You couldn't be more wrong. Games have to have play-by-play guys and color voices. They have to. Not everybody is Vin Scully. I get that. Not everybody is Brent Musburger. But they absolutely add something to the broadcast. Like, if you don't think Sean McDonough and Chris Fowler and those guys are good at their job and they ruin the game, then you're just dead wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's not... anyway, this is from Jim. Best memory is when his mom took him and 4 friends to opening day at Fenway in 5th grade. They got to leave school early, thought they were the coolest kids alive. We were sitting in the bleachers and a few drunk guys were grilling my mom, saying, hey, we should be in school. She turned right around and said, shouldn't you be at work? Go to 5th grade, your mom does something like that?
That's good.
You think you are the coolest kids ever.
There you go. Snap call.
Yep.
Good for mom.
Yep. Did you watch the hot dog eating contest yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough one. Interesting with the refunds. Good for the books that did that. With the protester, Darth Vader pops up on the stage.
I didn't see that live. Did you?
Yeah. Coming in. I missed and then coming in.
Yeah, I only saw when it was like retweeted on Twitter. That's when it caught my attention.
Imagine if something happens. The table gets knocked over. You know, the guy's seriously injured. He tries to make a move on Chestnut, whatever. Joey got rough there, getting physical. I mean, what would you have to restart it? Or how would that work? But that's, yep.
I was
very surprised how far he went. 50-1 shot if you played those alt hot dog totals. He went way under.
Way under.
As did the gals, too.
I'd like to know how many hot dogs he was really impacted from that happening, right? Did that cost him 5? He wasn't going to go over 74.5 yesterday, but was he going to touch like 68? I truly think that, this is all speculation, I think that probably hit him for like 5 hot dogs.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be mentally dazed there for a couple of minutes,
sure,
too.
Sure. And then, you lose the focus. Adrenaline takes over. But also he was in pain. He said it afterwards, how much he hurt with the crutches.
Oh, and you could see the look on his face.
Walking around with the brace, right? Because he was on this, he was going up, 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 up when you look at the past years. You're thinking 80 was in play. But, you know, you're also not going to get pushed. That's for Mickey, the gal, and also Joey. I mean, they're going to win. The question is by how much?
Yep.
20 hot dogs, 15 hot dogs? What's that hot dog spread? So if no one's pushing them, it's just like, okay, give me the win. Give me my check. I'm out of here. I'll see you next year.
So one bookmaker in New Jersey and Colorado told me they lost 5 figures on the event, and he adjusted all of the numbers on the men's side once all the unders came in on the women's side. And he thought it was going to be bad conditions anyway, and it turned out to be right. But everybody was betting the under anyway. So he moved Chestnut to 72.5, took a couple of dimes on that to get some money back. But that's the way it went yesterday. Because, again, the sharp money on this event, they were all projecting way under for all these people. And they all got there. I don't think anybody had the inside information with the protester.
Yeah. Put that, see, we can just have an extensive menu here. Put it all up.
That's, I mean.
Protester, delay, reversal, accident, hot dog spread, alt totals, under everything, right? All of it.
I mean, the stuff that I saw globally speaking, again, 65 or fewer was 50-1. The people were putting up alternate hot dogs between like 75 and 78.5. I saw plus 11.15 if you went over 78.5. But on the flip side, to go under, alt unders, under 73.5 was plus 205 that I saw. And under 72.5 was plus 290.
Yep.
And they got there with ease.
How's he going to lose? He's won 15 out of 16 years. I mean, even that guy out, that competitive eating couple, the guy was doing it till he was 70. I mean, who's going to beat the guy? No one can come close right now.
No, unless there is some...
We need a Kobayashi site.
Yeah, we need an up-and-comer, some young person that we are unaware of at this point. Maybe it's like the UFC, right? How these kids just kept getting better and better. Once that became a sport and people like were 10 years old and training for the UFC, maybe there's like a 12-year-old kid out there right now who's a dynamo and can challenge him like in 10 years.
Yeah. Impervious to everything. He's eating, he's putting the ice cream down. No headaches. No problem. Ready to challenge. Be the best. Get in there.
Doesn't he have to retire to really like... Ugh. That's going to be... That's it? Only way he's going to lose? But again, this is all so new to us. We don't know when somebody hits a wall.
I know. What a life. The ESPN.com story on the couple. The Nick guy who's married to Mickey.
Yeah.
And just going to Costco and get ready for practice and $80 worth of hot dogs, buns, water. Oh, barbecue, huh? Huh? Yeah.
I couldn't believe some of the other records that they showed.
Oh, I know. The Bertinelli.
Patrick Bertinelli. He, 275 pickled jalapenos in 8 minutes.
Uh-huh.
What? He had 2.5 gallons of milk in an hour. Your body is supposed to reject before you actually get more than a gallon down.
That goes for the girl and also Joey. Joey had 25.5 ice cream sandwiches in 8 minutes. I mean, how do you do this stuff?
How would this feel in your stomach? Oh. 39 dozen oysters.
Oh, God.
In 8 minutes.
Oh.
That's 468 total. Oh, Jesus. I think what you said yesterday, though, if books would put this up and make it creative like that, I think the handle would be really, really good.
Nothing else going on.
Yeah.
Only a couple day games, right?
Yeah, pretty much it.
Put the thing on live and let's go. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve year-round to help improve year-round to help improve year-round.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.